Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Resistance Band Workouts for Seniors by Fit Forever is a practical home fitness guide aimed at older adults who want a low-cost, low-impact way to build strength, mobility, balance, and general physical confidence. The book belongs to the senior fitness and home exercise category, with a specific focus on resistance bands as portable equipment that can be used in small spaces without a gym membership. Its purpose is not to present athletic training for advanced performers, but to make strength work accessible for senior men and women, including beginners and people returning to exercise after inactivity. The approach centers on short, manageable routines, reportedly around 10 minutes per day, supported by clear exercise instructions and demonstrations. It also addresses concerns that are especially relevant in later life, such as joint protection, fall prevention, posture, flexibility, rest, and gradual progression. The result is a structured guide for safer, more consistent movement at home. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, resistance bands as a practical strength tool for older adults. The book positions resistance bands as a suitable form of strength training for seniors because they combine accessibility with adjustable resistance. Unlike heavy weights or gym machines, bands are inexpensive, light, portable, and usable in a chair, standing position, or small home space. This matters for older adults because the barrier to starting exercise is often logistical as much as physical. A person who does not drive to a gym, has limited space, or feels uncomfortable with complex equipment can still perform meaningful resistance work. The value of bands also comes from their progressive nature. By changing band tension, grip length, body position, or range of movement, the user can make an exercise easier or harder without changing the entire routine. For seniors, this supports safer adaptation because strength can be developed gradually. The book, therefore, treats resistance bands not as a novelty, but as a practical middle ground between no exercise and intimidating fitness programs. Its emphasis is on controlled, repeatable movement that can strengthen major muscle groups while reducing the need for bulky equipment. Secondly, short daily routines designed to reduce the friction of exercise. A central feature of the book is its focus on short and simple workouts, with the available description emphasizing routines of about 10 minutes per day. This structure is important because many seniors do not fail at exercise due to lack of interest alone. They fail because programs are too long, too complicated, or too disruptive to daily life. A brief session lowers the commitment required to begin, while still creating a pattern of regular movement. The book appears to frame consistency as more important than intensity, which is appropriate for a senior audience where excessive strain can undermine adherence or increase injury risk. Short routines also make it easier to pair exercise with existing habits, such as morning preparation or an afternoon break. The practical reasoning is that small sessions can accumulate benefits in strength, mobility, and confidence when repeated over time. This distinguishes the guide from broader fitness books that offer many exercises but leave readers without a manageable schedule. The book gives seniors a realistic entry point into strength training rather than expecting a complete lifestyle overhaul. Thirdly, gradual progression for beginners and deconditioned users, the book is presented as beginner-friendly, with exercises that progress gradually so users can build strength and balance at their own pace. This is an important design choice because many older adults approach exercise from varied starting points. Some may already walk regularly, while others may be recovering from inactivity, managing stiffness, or rebuilding confidence after a fall or illness. A progressive program reduces the risk of making early sessions too difficult, which can lead to soreness, discouragement, or unsafe compensation patterns. Resistance bands are useful in this context because progression does not require dramatic changes. A user can begin with lighter tension, fewer repetitions, smaller range of motion, or more seated variations, then increase challenge when movement quality improves. The book, therefore, reflects a key principle of senior fitness. The goal is not rapid transformation, but sustainable adaptation. By allowing the body to adjust gradually, the program supports strength gains while respecting recovery needs. This approach is especially relevant for people starting from low fitness levels, since early success depends on exercises that feel achievable rather than overwhelming. Fourthly, balance, mobility, and fall prevention as core outcomes. The book does not treat strength as an isolated goal. Its senior-focused approach connects resistance training with balance, mobility, posture, coordination, and fall prevention. This connection is important because independence in later life depends on functional movement rather than muscle strength alone. Tasks such as rising from a chair, climbing steps, reaching overhead, carrying groceries, or recovering from a stumble require coordinated strength and stability. Resistance band exercises can support these abilities by training controlled movement through the hips, shoulders, back, legs, and core. When combined with balance-oriented routines, this can help seniors develop better body awareness and confidence during everyday activities. The book also addresses fall prevention, a major concern for older adults, by emphasizing steady improvement rather than high-impact training. Its value lies in linking home exercise to practical outcomes, safer walking, improved posture, easier transitions between positions, and more secure movement in confined spaces. This makes the program more relevant than generic resistance training plans because it frames exercise around the physical risks and daily demands that seniors commonly face. Lastly, safety, recovery, and joint conscious exercise planning. Another important theme is the attention to safety, including joint protection, proper form, rest, and recovery. For seniors, the quality of movement often matters more than the quantity of exercises completed. A resistance band routine can be safe and effective, but only if the user controls tension, avoids jerky motion, maintains posture, and stops when pain signals a problem. The book responds to this need by emphasizing clear instructions and demonstrations, which help readers understand how exercises should be performed, rather than simply listing movements. Rest and recovery are also significant because older bodies may require more time to adapt to new training demands. A program that ignores recovery can turn an accessible routine into a source of strain. By presenting exercise as manageable and repeatable, the book encourages users to work within their current capacity. This safety-oriented structure makes it more suitable for its audience than general fitness resources that assume higher baseline mobility or faster progression. The practical implication is that seniors are guided to exercise consistently without treating discomfort, fatigue, or joint stress as proof of effort. In conclusion, Resistance Band Workouts for Seniors is best suited for older adults who want a straightforward home-based strength program without gym equipment, complex terminology, or lengthy workouts. It is especially relevant for beginners, people over 60 returning to movement, seniors with limited space, and readers who want exercises that support daily function rather than athletic performance. Its practical benefits include clearer understanding of resistance band use, a manageable routine structure, and attention to strength, balance, mobility, posture, and fall prevention. Intellectually, the book helps readers see exercise as a consistent maintenance practice rather than a demanding fitness project. Compared with many senior fitness books, its distinguishing feature is the narrow and practical focus on resistance bands combined with short daily sessions. And some books in this category offer broad wellness advice, chair exercise, yoga, or general stretching. This guide concentrates on a portable strength tool that can be adjusted to different ability levels. It also stands out by addressing concerns that often determine whether seniors continue exercising, such as joint safety, gradual progression, rest, and confidence at home. Readers looking for advanced physiology, rehabilitation protocols, or highly individualized medical guidance will need additional professional support. For its intended audience, however, the book offers a realistic and accessible path into strength training. If you would like to support Fit Forever, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.